June is Stroke Month, the time that the Heart and Stroke Foundation is asking people to learn about and recognize the signs of stroke. For Tom O'Flanagan, the issue hits close to home. He's a professor of visual arts at Algoma University in Sault Ste. Marie. And back in April, he suffered a stroke during a virtual class. He told me his story this afternoon.
At the very moment of the ending of the presentation, I felt as if there were a corkscrew going off inside my head. It's the only thing I can use to describe it. It was as if there was something going on, drilling a hole inside my head. And I'd never had that experience in my life, and I've been a really healthy guy. I'm 71 years old, and I said, well, until my mind clears here, I think I'll just go lie down. And the students and my faculty members said, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. We're calling you an ambulance, which they did. And I got into the ambulance. Within, I'd say, 10 minutes of the event starting, I ended up very quickly at emergency. And at emergency, the doctor on call rigged us up with a virtual consultation with a stroke doctor, I think in Hamilton. He came back to me and said, listen, we have a clot buster. This is how he described it. He said, we have a clot buster drug. If we can get it into you in time, we've got a very limited window here, but if we can get it into you in time, it may have a very positive result. It may not, but it may. In some cases, it will work remarkably well. And so I said, well, what are the consequences of not taking the drug? And he said, you see the condition you're in right now? That's what you've got. And my right side was collapsing. I could feel my face had collapsed. I couldn't string two words together. And I was choking on my own saliva. I couldn't breathe properly. I couldn't swallow properly. And three or four nurses had to prop my right side up to prevent me from falling to the floor. So he said, well, this is what you will end up with if you don't take this drug. And then I said, well, what are the negative effects of this drug? And he said, well, in 3 to 5% of cases, you can start to bleed out. And I said, what does that mean? He said, well, if you develop a brain bleed, it means instant death. And this was sort of face-to-face, right? And my wife died at the Arch Hospice in Sault Ste. Marie 5 years ago, and the experience was so remarkably tranquil and beautiful that I said to the doctor, I said, my wife died beautifully at hospice 5 years ago, and I'm really not afraid of dying, so let's do this. And it happened that they could load the drug into me in just the nick of time, and within 48 hours, all of those negative symptoms were gone, completely gone. So when I left the hospital 5 days later, the physio team, the stroke team, the doctors on call said, this is a remarkable thing, but you don't have any symptoms. And you had quite a serious brainstem stroke, but you now don't have any symptoms. So the drug worked.
Wow.
So the outcome here is that, number one, my students and my colleagues they were alert enough to understand that something unusual was going on. They got me loaded into the ambulance just in time to get the drug into me. So they saved me, right? I sort of jokingly say Algoma U students will do anything for their professors, including saving them from stroke. So at the end of 5 days, I exited the hospital, and I haven't had any negative side effects so far, and it's been about 2 months.
Wow.
So that's the story. That's the story.
Well, Tom, I'm really happy that you made what seems to be a full recovery, and that you had such a positive experience. And I'm glad that your students and colleagues were so alert,
and not willing to take what I was going to do. Right? Like I said, oh, I'll just I was trying to man it up. Right? I was saying, oh, I'll just lie down until my head clears. Well, if I would have done that, it would have been, the consequences of that would have been pretty serious.
Yeah.
So they refused. They refused to let me do that. They said, oh, no, you're not. It was really great. I mean, I could hear a chorus of voices, and they were all saying, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. We're getting you an ambulance. We're going to get you. And they were emphatic. They said, we're going to get you an ambulance. And then there was this pandemonium where, the ambulance arrived and my dog started barking. He's a very defensive fella, so the dog is barking. And all of this is happening on screen. And so The students and my colleagues are still watching on screen, right? And this chaos, the dog barking, and they don't know what's going on. They don't know whether I'm going to make it through or not. And so, and then here's the other thing, and I haven't had the courage to do this and will not do this, but it was all recorded because it was on Zoom and it was an end of term presentation. So it's all recorded.
Huh.
So I said to our president, you know, we could use this as a promotional video for recruitment purposes. Like, as I said, you know, this is what our students will do for their faculty. know, they'll save their lives when they're having a stroke.
Tom Flanagan is an associate professor of visual arts at Algoma University. According to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, use the mnemonic FAST, F-A-S-T, to learn the most common signs of stroke. F is for face. Is it drooping? A is for arms. Can you raise both? S is for speech. Is it slurred or jumbled? And if you're experiencing any one of these signs, T is for time, as in time to call 911 right away.